Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February the 4th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 3¾ cents at 620.5, March wheat up 11.5 cents at 763.25, and March beans up 9¼ cents at 1553.5. The wheat was strong all day here today. Funds bought probably about 7,000-8,000 contracts of wheat. The dollar was just up 5 ticks, but I think what's happening in the wheat market today, it's interesting that President Xi met with Putin at the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. They were sitting in the same next to each other in the same VIP box. Was Putin there trying to get Xi's blessing for an invasion of Ukraine? Nobody knows. They put out a joint statement saying that they both support no more expansion of NATO, and they seem to be unified on that front. So was Putin there just trying to get his blessing? We don't know. There was another rumor floating around that Putin might be there saying that if they go into Ukraine, would China buy wheat from them? So, you know, who knows what's true out here, but the wheat market is strong. I would say that if Russia goes into Ukraine, as I've been saying, there'll be a knee-jerk reaction higher. I think the pros will sell it within a day or two at most. But, you know, we've been on a 90-cent break in the wheat. So to come back here a little bit doesn't seem to be, you know, that surprising. I think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves and we've corrected a little bit here. The corn market rallied late, about 3 cents, 4 cents late. The beans rallied late. I think that was buying mainly on ideas that, you know, China may be coming in Monday for corn and beans. That's been the rumors. The Chinese did have that big purchase this morning of 396,000 metric tons or 295,000 metric tons of beans. So I think they're hoping that they buy corn and buy beans, which has been rumored for days and days now. So we'll have to see if that holds true Sunday night or Monday. But I think guys wanted to get set for that in case it happens. The wheat is now 20 cents over that 200-day moving average, which is a little bit positive out here. The beans look good. Corn looks good. Let me take a quick look at the chart on the beans. This was an inside day, but a contract high close. It wasn't an inside day. We were just a quarter cent above yesterday. So it's a new contract high close. At any rate, we need to close over 1564 to close over this week's high, which would certainly be an indication that these prices can move higher out here. But we've seen a lot of volatility in these markets today. Silver down 30 to up 10. The Dow Jones down 250 to up 100. Crude oil closed on the highest level it's closed at since October of 2000. 14. It's up 204 a barrel at 92.31. So the volatility is going to get more extreme the higher we go in these prices. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.